Welcome to the second hour, first edition here on 88.9. I'm Sean Yost, your host, in the middle of our fall membership drive. We're raising money to keep the lights on, to keep the programs going. 410-319-8888 is the number. 410-319-8888 is the number. If you appreciate and what we do on first edition, you got to call us.
Let's ring the bell, Sean.
Yeah, okay.
Want to thank Lynn Y for your contribution. And Lynn is one of those folks who doesn't want any one of the gifts. She just wants a thank you note and to show her appreciation for
Amen.
What we do.
Thank you, Lynn.
Pastor Damon Dorsey made a personal contribution on his own behalf and then also on behalf of Walk by Faith, which is the church I attend. So
All
thank
right.
you to my pastor
Amen.
And the
Ring
congregation,
the
Walk
bell.
By Faith family.
Amen.
We appreciate you all so very, very much. So the number is 410-319-8888. We are almost at our goal, but we still have lots more that we need to raise. And we got some interesting gifts for you this time, because we're going to come back.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to announce some of those gifts. But our goal for the first hour was actually $500. We got to $310. We almost got there, but I believe we can make it up in our second hour.
I'm having faith
that we're going to make it up in our second hour, and that all is going to be well.
They were driving. Now they got to their destination.
All right, everybody's home. Dinner is probably on the, hopefully on the table or whatever is getting ready to happen. And now you can sit down at a landline if you have one still and call us. 410-319-8888 is the number. 410-319-8888 as we go into our segment.
Or go to www.weaa.org and select First Edition as the show for whom you're showing your support.
Absolutely. Welcome back to First Edition here on WEAA 88.9. I'm your host, Sean Yost, in the studio, excuse me, with novelist Stella Adams. She is the author of the book Heavy is the Rain. Stella Adams, welcome to First Edition.
Thank you, Sean. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Okay, so first of all, your book, you have three copies of it here, autographed. And so for anyone coming in and at $125, I believe, is the number. Come in at $125, you will receive an autographed copy of Heavy is the Rain, this outstanding novel by Stella Adams. Stella, tell us about the book. Tell us what it's all about.
Well, the book starts out in 1948. It's really a coming-of-age story about a little girl named Billy Cunningham. Her mother moves her to Baltimore from South Carolina, seeking a better life by marrying a much older man. That turns out to be a disaster. Both Billy and her clairvoyant, slightly mysterious grandmother know that something is not going to be right with the marriage. And Billy finds out that it's true. She's subjected to some trauma, and she comes out victorious.
Okay. I'm looking at some of the notes here. The lyrics, "Come Rain or Come Shine." What is that? What's that? Is that a part of the narrative of the book?
The book, because the title is Heavy is the Rain,
right.
There are some songs that are rain-related in the book, because rain usually symbolizes to most people hardship, heartache, sorrow. And
can be clean.
And it can be
too.
Clean. So it's got both things in the book.
Double entendre.
Yes.
Double meaning. Okay. So when did you decide to write this, and where did the inspiration come from?
Well, I always wanted to write a book, especially. I thought somehow it was a glamorous thing to do.
Glamorous?
I don't know why I thought
well,
that.
Well, I don't know why either, because I'm a writer. There ain't nothing glamorous,
about it. But I did have a story to tell, and it was something, a taboo subject that most people don't talk about and that we need to talk about.
What's that?
And that's victimization of kids, either abuse, sexual abuse, or molestation.
Right.
And so coupled with the desire to write, I decided to pen Heavy is the Rain.
How long did it take you to do?
It actually took me about 21 months to do.
I thought you were about to say 21 years.
No,
I was about to say,
no.
Lord. But there are stories like that. There are people that literally spend years and years and years on writing books, and because, you know, life is what it is, they have to handle life, and it becomes this ongoing process, this tedious process. But some of the most magnificent works that we've experienced have come out of that long process.
And it takes a while. I mean, a lot of times authors have ideas in the back of their heads and they want to get to it and write it. But as you say, life gets in the way and you don't always do it. I was fortunate to have just the right set of circumstances so that I could write that. I was retired and I was motivated and I had a catalyst. And the catalyst was a creative writing course.
When did the creative writer, I mean, what part of your life did you embark upon this journey, though? I mean, when did you, you said it took 21 months, but when was the seed planted, I guess, is the question
the
I'm asking.
Seed was planted in September 2009 when I took a creative writing course. Mm-hmm. And from there, one of the assignments in the class was to write 20 pages about something. And I said, if I'm going to write this book, this 20 pages will be the beginning of that book. Mm. And so that's what I did in September.
The assignment was 20 pages about something? You can go ahead, drink. Go ahead. If the assignment was 20 pages about something?
Yeah, the instructor left it up to the students to come up with whatever they wanted to do. So I chose the beginning of what I thought was going to be a book. And the best thing about it was, after the class ended, the instructor suggested we form writing groups if we were really serious. And so I formed a writing group of about four people from the class and my youngest son, and that's how I got the book written. We would meet every other month and discuss our progress.
So, wait a minute. So this wasn't a collaboration, though, was it?
No, not at all. Okay. Everybody had their own project. Mm-hmm. I was the only one to finish it, though.
But you were the only one who actually came out with a published work.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's outstanding. So what did you do in your previous life before you were an author?
Well, usually the comment that I make is, if I tell you, I have to shoot you.
No, I don't want to get shot.
But I worked for NSA for almost 40 years.
Oh, all right. I was about to say, I mean, I know I'm from West Baltimore, but you know, you're talking about having to shoot me. Wow, that's interesting. Do you know anything about those white blimps that are flying overhead?
Neither confirm
wow.
or deny.
Okay. Now I'm a little nervous for real, because those things are freaking me out, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah, they should.
They just
probably.
Okay, all right. We are always breaking news on First Edition, and we're delving into an area. See, this has been the subject of I'm not gonna start talking about those blimps, but this has been a subject of discussion amongst me and several of my friends, and. We'll just say we're uneasy about them. And you're confirming that we should be uneasy. All right, I'm going to stop. We're going to talk about Heavy as the Rain, because I don't want the man coming in here. He's already probably listening to what we do.
Well, that's what everybody thinks anyway. I don't know. Can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, stop. okay. You gave us a general description of what Heavy as the Rain is all about. Is it semi-autobiographical, or is this just something that you just totally took that's outside of your realm of reality?
No, I think most people, just like myself, have experienced or know somebody who has experienced the kinds of things I talk about in the book.
Right.
And so I thought it was good to write it. And especially in 1948, where the book starts, that was when people really didn't talk about certain things that went on at home. And I just felt like I needed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And also because I know of people who've been in the situation.
Sure. You talk about the fact that this is a creative writing class that kind of sparked you beginning the actual writing process. But can you talk about some of your influences, perhaps literary influences or creative influences?
Well, of course, I love Maya Angelou.
Oh, okay.
And... excuse me, Terry McMillan.
Okay.
And I like Kuntz. I mean, I like to read kind of the spy novels. Why? I don't
well,
know.
Yeah. I know.
And so I read a lot of things. So I can't say that one particular person was an inspiration, but I just love to read. And I think reading and writing go hand in hand.
It's so interesting, though. I mean, I typically when I talk to authors, creative people, that oftentimes they have these two seemingly contradictory worlds. I mean, you were someone who worked for NSA for all those years, and then you know, inside of you, there was always this author who wanted to get out. I mean, that's why I think I was kind of alluding to with that question, like actually how long, even though you actually started the process in 2009, I mean, how long do you think that you were thinking about it? Was it something always in the back of your mind that you wanted to do, I guess, is what I'm asking?
It was always in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. But I did write other things. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote for work. You know, I've written poetry. Mm-hmm. I've done plays for church and that kind of thing. So I always wrote, mm-hmm. but not the book. And it was always there in the back of my mind saying one day. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of doing something that most people don't do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you coming in and talking to us about Heavy Is the Rain. I mean, and to me, it's a testament, and I say all the time, that, you know, people have dreams, they have visions. I don't like to use the word dream, but they have visions about, you know, what they want their life to be. And for whatever reasons, like I said, life gets in the way or we start to, you know, get a little bit old and we think, that's no good and we can't do it. It's never too late. That is the absolute truth. I know that for a fact from my own experience. It's never too late to fulfill the vision that you may have had for yourself at another time.
Absolutely.
And you're a testament to that. So thank you for coming in and
my pleasure.
And sharing your story and sharing Heavy Is the Rain, a novel by Stella Adams. Again, we're going to give this book away to our those who call in at the $125 level. Excuse me. And it is autographed copy of Heavy Is the Rain, a novel by Stella Adams. We're going to go to a pledge break. Stay tuned. Pledge Central here at WEAA 88.9. Just finished talking to author Stella Adams about her book, Heavy Is the Rain. In the studio with me is Catalina Bird. She is typically on Mondays, so you know this is a special day to get her in here on Tuesday. You've been here all day long.
I have. They feed you during membership drive.
Yeah, well, they do. They
so
really do.
I come for the food and because I love y'all.
Right.
So, the phone is not ringing.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I've been here all day. I've had a lot of coffee, but I'm starting to want to call some names because some of y'all.
It does make you want to call people out. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. Look, we did really well yesterday. We thank God for that. We're very appreciative. We did very well. We blew past our goal, but I think there's a pattern to fundraising. You know, like that second day is typically a hard day. I understand that, but that's no excuse.
That's no excuse.
It's no excuse.
If we don't give you the same show on Tuesday that we gave you on Monday, then everybody didn't call in on Monday knows that they can call in on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't be waiting for the first person to call so that you're the second one and whatever kind of y'all don't hesitate when you disagree with us, when you upset with the jokes that we crack, you call in.
Look, I guarantee you that of the people who friend me on Facebook, since we started this daily slot, there have been hundreds who have friended me on Facebook talking about this show and how much they love this show. So I know for a fact that our audience is growing. It grows every day, and people appreciate the work that we do. Whether it be the national politics with you and Sean Breeze, Catalina Bird, whether it be the Mod Squad with Ted Graham and Stephen Janis, whether it be wellness with Changa Bell, whether it be the Art of Fitness with Dr. Levi Harrison, whether it be to be inspired with Candace Denise, the world famous Happy Hour with some of the greatest DJs on the face of the earth.
Shout out to Lisa Moody.
Always a shout out to Lisa Moody and Oshinite and DJ Spin and Teddy Douglas and Wayne Davis. All of them, DJ OG, who have been DJ Tons. I mean, I can keep naming them,
And tonight, if you pledge, then you get a copy of Miss Adams' book, Heavy is the Rain. The book is set mostly in Baltimore. It sounds like a really riveting story that for some people, if you're from Baltimore, it'll be very nostalgic of what the Baltimore experience was like during a particular era. And reading is fundamental anyway. It helps keep your brain cells alive and going. So we encourage people to read, especially since we're here on a campus.
Knowing your dad, Catalina, and knowing you, I'm believing that you were a serious reader when you were a kid.
Absolutely, positively so.
I knew that.
And still am.
I know. I know. I had a bit more, too much ADHD to really be a serious reader as a kid. I could read comic books, you know, but reading books when I was a kid.
Books with pictures are still to this day my biggest pet peeve, and that started somewhere around the age of four. The number's 410-319-8888. I'm just saying we need your money, man.
Yeah,
I don't know how many different creative ways you want me to say it. I just sooner or later I'm starting harassing people in their text messages.
Oh, but here's the thing, and I say this every fundraising drive that we have. That's a good sound.
There we go.
Every fundraising drive that we have, you don't if you make a pledge of $100, for instance, $200, whatever the pledge is, our volunteers will work with you. WEAA will work with you. You can break up your payments any kind of way that you want. You can pledge $200 and make it $20 a month for 10 months. You can pledge $100 and make it $10 a month for 10 months. You can break
and
it
up. And it's tax deductible.
Absolutely true. Absolutely.
And you
true.
Know where the money is going, unlike some other nonprofit organizations. I'm just saying.
Like the casino, like, you know.
Them houses they was building in Haiti. I'm just saying. 410-319-8888. I think, we're
almost done. We're going to go back.
Well, I have to go help answer some phones.
All right, yeah.
Keep calling.
Keep calling. 410-319-8888 as we go back into our heartbreak. Thank you.